Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss.
And I'm back. I'm Theo Vaughn.
Welcome back, Theo.
Thank you, man. You guys got a lot of press with that Charlie Weber episode.
Yeah, we did. And Lauren Ash, who was fantastic. She's one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart. And you should be glad that you weren't here for that episode because I literally was clawing the guy.
Really?
Obviously, you didn't listen to it, for God's sakes, but I was literally like... Like, I couldn't keep my hands off him. He was an Abercrombie & Fitch model.
Right.
Like, I remembered him from the bags that and from the store when I used to go in.
He was on the bags. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's
and now he's
deal.
A little grown up, but he's real, and he's just gorgeous, and he's hot, but he was really sweet, and he talked about his new relationship, got a lot of press.
With Miss Weil or something.
Weil, I think it is.
Weil?
Liza Weil. Weil. But yeah, it was good. Where were you? Did you have your fundraiser?
Yeah, we did a fundraiser out in Illinois, man. We raised about $7,500.
That's great.
It was good, man, for the small town. I mean, I literally flew in to St. Louis, drove up, the smallest town, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so 1,400 people and just...
1,400 people?
Yeah, so small. Some of those people were animals.
Oh, that's how many the town holds. I thought you meant that's how many were in the audience.
Oh, no, 300 came out to the shows, though.
Dude, that's like a quarter.
Yeah.
You got a quarter of the town... Ow, that's impressive.
It was huge, and it was for a theater. I'd seen my first movie ever in this theater.
Which was?
Pink Cadillac.
Pink Cadillac?
Pink Cadillac.
With Clint Eastwood?
With Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
And then,
that's the first movie you saw in the theater.
Yep. And then here it was.
What a weird fucking movie to be your first movie to see in the theater. That's so bizarre.
Well, it was just the only one they had. It was just, I was in this town, and my grandparents let me go to the theater.
Well, most kids, it's like Aladdin, or like we took you to see, you know, a Muppet movie or something. Oh, Pink Cadillac. Okay.
Pink Cadillac.
No, I know it.
Yeah, and then the theater went out of business after that, right? And this was the next show that they had there was my show.
What do you mean?
So they haven't had a show there in 30 years or whatever.
Wow.
And then here we are doing a fundraiser. They got a group in there to make it livable in there. Aww. And it was awesome. It's like a historical building. It's
That's really cool.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
Well, they can show Pink Cadillac again, maybe. They should show it every night.
Dude, they should show it, man.
I mean, well, I'm getting ready to go to Australia.
And wow.
I'm going to hang out with a friend who's filming a movie there.
With.
But I'm going by myself a couple days earlier and going to a different cities.
Really?
Which I've never done. I've never traveled by myself.
Really?
So I'm nervous.
Now, are you going to do dating apps while you're out there on these things?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, if I have Wi-Fi, I'm not paying for it. But if the Wi-Fi picks up, then I will do... Oh, an Australian man?
What a cheap...
I would love a surfer Australian. The circumcision thing may be a deal breaker, but...
Yeah, there's some grunder down under.
Some grunder down under.
That's what I heard, dude.
It may be a deal breaker.
I heard they don't wash their koalas, you know?
Well, today we have a great, great guest coming in.
Yeah.
Cassie Serbo, star of...
Oh, she's here.
She's here.
Wow.
Cassie is here. All right, we'll be right back.
Dude, is she cute?
Yeah, she's very cute. Uh-oh. She's very cute.
Good thing I brought my libido.
I've seen him before. He's scary.
My libido?
Yeah, he's
there
a scary
you have
guy.
It, dude.
Oh, I've seen him work, not on me.
I got implants. All right, we'll be right back with Miss Cassie Scherbo.
Or Scherbo.
Ooh. Mm. I'll share. That's creepy. Now I am a creep.
We'll be right back.
I'm sorry.
So, Theo, we're like a two-man band here, right?
Yeah.
So, if we were like 100...
I'm the lead singer, though.
Congratulations. I do the bass and the triangle. If we were like a 100-man band...
And
the
triangle's not like a threesome with two other guys,
is it?
No,
it isn't.
Okay.
If we were a 100-man band and we were looking for more people to join our hefty organization...
Yeah.
You know what we would do?
ZipRecruiter?
Yeah, ZipRecruiter. Because ZipRecruiter is a great company where you can post jobs...
Mm-hmm.
To up to 100 different sites with just one click, and it will give you the best candidates for those jobs.
Well, so if we or anyone needed someone,
yeah,
and you want the best, then you would post a job available to ZipRecruiter.
And it goes out to a different 100 different sites, and it gets you the best one in return. It's powerful technology that matches the right people to you to do the job. It's better than any other company out there.
So you don't have to go site to site and upload it and do all that. You go to ZipRecruiter and it does the work for you.
Yes, it finds them for you. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in 24 hours.
Ooh.
So you're not juggling emails or calls to the office. You're simply screening, rating, and managing candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard.
Wow, maybe they could use that for the future presidential elections for both parties.
You think that's coming up pretty soon?
I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe. I think both parties could use it, huh?
But you can find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses actually of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, our listeners can post job on ZipRecruiter for...
free.
Free. That's right. Free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly. A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y. That's ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly. One more time.
ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly. Post the job that you want and they'll help you get the best. ZipRecruiter.com/allegedly.
If you're looking to hire someone and you want to find the best fit, go to ZipRecruiter.com today. It's
free.
Free for us.
Yeah.
For our listeners.
Free for you.
Free.
Hire me. I'll apply. I need help.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Cole Weiss, and...
I'm Theo Vaughn.
And today we have a beautiful guest here.
Oh.
We've been, you know, we've gotten a lot of guys in here in the past couple weeks for me.
Yeah.
I like the men's.
Matt, I think I'm going to start you off with 10 points.
Yeah.
I mean.
For what?
A compliment. Girls love compliments.
Yeah. Okay. So we not only that, we have a beautiful compliment, a beautiful girl here, Cassie Scarabo from the new Sharknado movie, as well as 1 and 3.
Yes.
Which I want to get to.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. That you know, superstition thing where you only do the odd numbers?
Everyone asks that. No, it's more of a coincidental thing, but Nova just happens to weirdly be busy every time an even number comes about.
Were your feelings hurt when you weren't in the other ones? Is that...
Both side decision making on both ends. Just, you know, schedules and... whatnot.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Cool. So yeah, she's in the new film Sharknado 5, Global
Swarming.
Swarming.
And now
cute.
Like, what is going on with the sharks this time?
Oh, this time it's global.
That's like because there's the Step It Up series, and it's like...
Oh my God, you compared us to Step Up.
But it's like, have you...
is that bad? Is that negative points?
No, it's just so funny. I don't know.
But they keep, you know, at a certain point, you're like, have they stepped it up enough? You know,
right.
Like how far was it not stepped, you know? So I want to know what's going on with the sharks now.
Right. So basically, I think the main thing is that this... storm has gone global. We're longer not in America, so we got to shoot in Japan and Italy and Bulgaria.
You actually shot
in
those places?
We shot in all those places.
So there's a big budget for these.
So you can probably see Sharknado has upped its budget a little bit. Yeah, since number one.
Holy schnizzles.
Yeah. And,
holy sharks.
And now are some of the sharks that you are encountering of different ethnicities as well?
You mean species like hammerhead, or you mean ethnicity?
Wait, that's funny. 10 points.
Like
the Japanese. Thank you very much.
You know, no one has asked me that yet. I haven't seen the CGI. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised because Sharknado does a lot. These Sharknado movies come up with a lot of interesting
things.
Like
some of the sharks are like, hey, I want to buy you. Let me buy you some flowers.
A little beret and there's one with a cute little...
Let's hope they went there with the CGI. That would be quite genius.
The thing is, and what's fun about Sharknado is it has a sense of humor about itself, obviously.
Totally.
So I wouldn't put it past them to do something like
this,
which would be fun, you know?
Absolutely. I don't put anything past the people behind Sharknado. I really don't.
Well, I can't wait to see it. When does it air?
Thank you. August 6th.
August 6th. So everybody get your...
At 7 p.m.?
And what can...
I'm looking at my publicist. At 8 p.m. At 8 p.m.
By the way, Cassie has her publicist here, and she has said that, and this is never... no other guest has done that. She is going to look to her publicist for when she should be giving points.
Or just like... I was very nervous about this point thing. I don't know why. It was like... It stepped up the interview.
Step it up, reference.
Step it up. Second step it up, reference.
Will you give yourself 5 points, please?
Let me put a CS column.
There you go.
I'm going to give myself 10.
Oh, 10.
But,
she stepped it up.
But yeah, I was a little nervous about it. And I think it's going pretty well. It's actually not as hard as I thought.
It's a natural thing.
It's a natural thing.
So, okay, 7 p.m. on Sci-Fi.
8 p.m. I totally messed that up. 8 p.m. Yeah, 7 Central, I'm going to guess. Probably where my mind was going. It's August 6th, 8 p.m., 7 Central.
Yes, on Sci-Fi.
Numbers. Yes,
and
on Sci-Fi.
Before that, it's just like Discovery has Shark Week, there is Sharknado Week. Did you know that?
I'm aware. This Sharknado, this whole thing is a big deal for Sci-Fi. It's like they consider it their Super Bowl of Sci-Fi. So it's pretty much like a summer event at this point.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's really fun.
Well, here, before, I'm going to name something. Theo, if you know this, you don't know. Is this the name of a special from Sharknado Week or Shark Week? You ready?
Is this my turn or he has to guess
You, unless you already know the answers.
Oh, God. Okay.
Do you already know the answers?
No, I don't think I do. Okay, good. Okay. I haven't been informed.
So, which is this Shark Week or is this Sharknado Week? Alien Shark Stranger Fins. That's what it's called.
I feel like that has to be Sharknado Week.
What? Shark Week.
What about this one? Unsolved.
Good thing I'm not getting the point.
What about Unsolved Shark Stories? Is that one?
I'm going to go with Sharknado Week again.
That's Shark Week, actually.
Oh my God, I suck at this game.
Okay, you ready?
That's okay. You can still make a comeback.
Oh my God. This
Mississippi
is
River Sharks.
Ooh.
Mississippi River
Isn't
Sharks.
Isn't that a AAA baseball team?
Shark Week?
Sharknado Week!
Oh my God! Okay, seriously, I'm not doing my franchise any justice here. I apologize.
That's why it's hysterical. I mean, that's why it's good. Okay, you ready? You got
what
another?
What are these? What exactly are these?
They're specials. You know, Shark Week has different specials.
Right,
like,
okay.
Whatever. And Sharknado is having these different movies.
Okay, okay.
Another one.
I have one.
Yes.
Dolphins in the Nets, The Dark Side of Sharking.
Ooh. That's got it.
Sharknado Week. Don't even tell me no. This is a joke. You guys both get 10 points. Just because I suck so bad, I feel like I have to give someone else points.
Just get one of them right. Can you just get one of them right?
Yeah, we're going to get one right. Empire of the Sharks.
Ooh, this one's easy. She's just guessing. She's waiting for
it. Oh, I'm sweating. Shark Week.
No, Sharknado Week.
Okay. Dude, we should stop this. This is like when you see somebody getting hurt.
Here, I'll give you an easy one. This is an easy one. Trailer Park Sharks. Trailer Park Sharks.
Oh, I know that one.
Come on. Trailer Park Sharks.
Sharknado
Week. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I'm sweating. Wait, I believe Tara had a cameo in that.
She does. She does.
That's how I knew. Thanks, Tara.
She reunites with Thomas Ian Nicholas in that one.
Who, Tara Reid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Has she been on here? No, we haven't had Tara
we haven't on her, but she's in the Sharknado movies, and she makes a special appearance in Trailer Park Shark.
And is Ian Ziering in this, too?
Yep.
He is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how's that been, like, working with Ian? Because a lot of people have a tough time working with Ian.
I honestly don't understand the concept of that because Ian is almost like the father figure in our Sharknado world. Like when we're out and about and we're either, you know, doing press or we're overseas shooting, he very much takes on this protective fatherly way towards Tara and I. He's super kind, super protective. And we have a blast together. I mean, I got to travel the world with those two. So I got to do so many fun things and eat at so many awesome restaurants around the world and visit incredible landmarks. And, you know, I got to run around Stonehenge with Ian and do just miraculous, like,
not they let you around Stonehenge?
Incredible things. Miraculous isn't, that didn't make any sense. Yeah, we got to run around Stonehenge.
To film Sharknado?
To film Sharknado, baby.
Wow, jeez.
That's right.
That's like, I don't
know. I know, it's pretty epic. It was pretty epic.
Like, they let you near it?
So I don't really know what the rules were, but we just had a very small crew that day.
That's hysterical.
But we still got to run around Stonehenge.
Oh my God.
Running from fake sharks. So
that's amazing.
I have had some incredible memories with Ian and Tara.
What did you think of Stonehenge? Because when I went there, I was they didn't care. It wasn't as big of a thing to them, it didn't seem like, as it was to us in America. Like, I thought it was going to be this, like, holy ground.
Like, not a big deal to the people working there, just the people around
the people
it.
In. Like, in Britain, it didn't seem like to be that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, half the people that I'm friends with out there that we had worked with, people on the crew, they were like, oh, why are you driving right. 2 hours to do that or to pick up that shot or whatever it was. But for me, I mean, it was pretty incredible just because it's been there for so long.
Yeah.
There's all the stories behind it.
Yeah.
I found it to be insane.
I
had my Polaroid camera out in between shooting this, and
before they actually stopped you getting like to touch the stones, because I think you're not supposed to anymore.
Yeah, you're not allowed
to. And they gave me those divining rods that mm-hmm. are supposedly you cross them and then they automatically, like, because you're in this
weird... It was
weird
like Tinder, like early Tinder, wasn't it?
It's funny.
Boom. I'm gonna beat you.
I'd have better luck with one of those rocks than I have having on Tinder, to be honest.
Oh, no, I don't like that. No points, because I don't believe that.
But if you know
how dare they?
But anybody in Stonehenge or anywhere for that matter, I'm open. One of the things that Sharknado is very well known for is their cameos, right?
Yes, this is true.
Weird, bizarre cameos, fun cameos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming I know, but there are a lot of interesting ones, such as Charo is the Queen of England.
Yes, wow. Charo. We have Chris Kattan.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said that right, Kattan.
Yeah, that's
good. I'm in the comedy store, so I have to pronounce his name correct.
Either one's fine. I think Chris,
his name is Chris.
He's
Chris. Just go with Chris.
And he's awesome. He's
and he's
hilarious.
Happy to have his name being said, I think.
Aww. No.
I don't mean that in a bad way. I've worked with Chris. I think he's a great guy. We get along well. He would appreciate the joke.
He's great. So we had, you know, Chris, we have Fabio.
Fabio is.
We've got Fabio making an appearance.
As?
Is he the...
As who?
Oh, we have Olivia Newton-John.
He's the Pope,
he's
I believe.
I think Fabio is the Pope, right?
Fabio is the Pope.
Really?
Fabio is playing the Pope. Formerly, before he got the part or stepped in to those shoes as the Pope, it was being played by our director, Anthony Ferrante, so that was kind of funny. And then he was a little sad about it, but he had to step off for Fabio.
Now, when Fabio comes to town, right? Because we've had Fabio walk through a podcast once, didn't we?
Yeah, he did. He wasn't a guest, he just walked through it.
Do you go interact with Fabio, or do you just kind of let Fabio?
I'm going to be honest, I didn't meet Fabio.
Okay.
That sucks, you know? I got to meet a bunch of really cool people on set, but Fabio wasn't one of them. Actually, a lot of the cameos this time around happened to be Nova, my character, happened to be part of her Sharknado sisterhood. There's actually an underground army this time around.
Wow.
Which Nova leads, very girl power-esque. And it was really cool working with a lot of these women and getting to play this, you know, female empowerment type role and having all these cool cameos be a part of my sisterhood. Maciela Lucia comes back as one of the sisters.
And what are these sharkettes called? Like, what is the tribe
called? The sharkettes.
Called? Do they have
that's maybe what they should be called. No, they're the Sharknado sisters.
Oh, really?
That's like actually the name of them. Yeah.
Is there any shark nudity in the film?
There is a lot of cleavage.
Really?
I would say there's a good amount of midriff and cleavage in the Sharknado sisterhood, but I mean, they're still all we're really badass.
Yeah.
So don't, you know?
It's not about that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But following on that question, do they ask you to amp it up, like as far as cleavage and showing stuff like that?
No, they really don't. I mean, I think Nova's character is, you know, she does have sex appeal and whatnot, and all these sisters, they have sex appeal, but they really gear it towards these girls actually having an immense and very odd amount of knowledge about Sharknadoes and how to attack them and their weaponry. And they're honestly getting very scientific with these Sharknadoes this time around. So basically, I think they're portraying them more as just badass and intelligent and witty and cool and all the good things.
And is there carryover where you guys remember that these are sharks and nados that you fought from previous, right? These are...
It's a continuous story.
Yeah.
It's continuous-ish. There are some new types of storms. There's a new thing we found.
Brewing, huh?
This all sounds so insane because it's sci-fi. So, like, to actually have to explain this, I sound crazy. But there is a part of the Sharknado that we are now centering in on. There's also going to be a Sharkzilla.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's
and who's
gonna
that?
Be
Rosie O'Donnell?
Oh, stop that.
Please, she would definitely be. Boom.
I run an anti-bullying organization, so I'm like being really quiet when I give
that
points.
That was nice.
Because I don't like to make fun of people.
That was nice. She started it.
She started it.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Theo.
Hey, what do Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Bob's Burgers, Futurama, and Rick and Morty all have in common?
What, my grandmom was just here? Gam? Was that you?
No, that's not what they have in common. What they have in common is that you'll find items from all of those in July's Loot Crate.
That's right, because July's Loot Crate theme is... Animation. We've been doing Loot Crate now for a couple months now, and I gotta say that the themes each month have been so diverse.
Yeah.
And very cool to get these knickknacks every month. And so I'm very excited for this one because I'm a huge animation buff.
Yep. And last week I got the Star Wars coloring book, which I thought was really, really awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Use that on a date night, you know.
You did?
Yeah.
You guys colored?
Invite a lady over, fill in the blanks, you know. It's like, oh, you missed a spot.
But it's still Star Wars, so it's I don't know how cool
that
is. It's
super erotic,
you
know.
How smooth that is.
She jetted in the end. She took off. But yeah, if you're on a quest for epic gear, housewares, collectibles, you never know what it's going to be in it. That's what's so amazing about it. It's a surprise. Every month, Loot Crate has it.
And they offer an epic range of pop culture items. It's always pop culture stuff. Movies or TV or whatever related.
Yeah.
Games that... It's less than $20 a month.
Yeah, and it's nostalgia. It's things that you'll forget from your childhood and things from modern day. Anything from Guardians of the Galaxy to Goonies to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles this month. Bob's Burgers, like I said, every month the Loot Crate is different. And all you have to do to get it is go to lootcrate.com/allegedly. And enter my code, our code, Theo, T-H-E-O, to save 10% off any new subscription today.
That's lootcrate.com/allegedly. Enter the code Theo and save 10% off any new subscription. Also, one lucky subscriber will also get a mega crate of seriously epic proportions for the month. And you know you have until the 19th. So today is the 20th.
Yep.
So we're on to the new month.
We're
on to the 9th. So now you have from now to the next 19th. To subscribe and receive this month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, it's over.
When the cutoff happens, it's over. You want to geek out your pet as well? Try Loot Pets.
Ooh.
Yep. Just go to lootcrate.com/allegedly and enter the code Theo, T-H-E-O, to save 10% off.
So when you get a script, when you read the Sharknado scripts,
yeah,
do you read it with... it seems like everybody... has fun with it and takes it as a joke, or do you really go into the character shit of it?
You like lock yourself in a room and light candles and stuff.
Oh,
and
my God. I would be very concerned for my mental health if that was a scenario.
Okay.
You like go to SeaWorld to do research and stuff?
How did you know? No, kidding. Could you imagine?
I saw Blackfish recently.
Oh, yeah. Blackfish is a good movie.
Very sad what they do to a blackfish,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I have not seen this movie.
Very dark.
It's not because they're blackfish. It's
I'm so confused. I
thought
it was.
It's not.
Well, because they're black fish, but not black fish.
Oh, okay. I thought
like
it was...
they're not.
It's not a racist thing.
Okay.
Oh, good. I saw it totally differently. I thought that they were mistreating these animals because they were black.
I don't think so.
Very unfortunate. Okay.
Okay.
Onward. Good.
Going on.
Okay. Back to
I feel better.
The character prep.
The
and
prep
the...
of Sharknado.
Yes.
Basically.
I'm just saying that.
I mean, obviously, we know that at this point, we knew from the beginning, it's a very campy film.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be campy. That's, I think, the greatest part about it.
Right.
But, like, as an actor, no matter what it is I take on, like, I don't want to just suddenly, like, have bad acting skills because I'm doing Sharknado. I feel like the best part about it is that we take it seriously, which makes it funny.
Right.
If we were, like, laughing in character, kind of, or making fun of it in character.
In on the joke too much?
Yeah, if we were in on the joke a little too much, like, we are as people, but in character, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be Sharknado.
Yeah.
So, I mean, actually, this Sharknado, I went in for some ADR a couple weeks ago, and we have some really, like... good scenes, some dramatic scenes. I was really excited as an actor to be able to actually use, you know, some acting skills in this.
Yeah.
And get to like dig a little, because most of the time we're just running around listening to our director scream, "Shark!" And Sharknado in front of you. Half the time you don't even know what he's saying. He just points and you're like, okay, we react in that direction.
That sounds like such a fun game if we're just hanging out with her.
It is,
you know,
very
like,
fun.
And just go, "Shark!" See what she does.
Fun and funny enough, out of all the shows I've been on and movies, it's one of the most challenging things because it is so unrelatable. And you're basically given a neon sticker or you're on a green screen and you're told, you know, look in this direction and imagine this like thing that no one's seen before in real life, obviously, I hope, except for that new episode in, what was it, Australia? There's like a whole thing on the news. Anyways, off the topic, Cassie, off the topic. But basically, it's actually difficult because you have to imagine the most insane scenarios and actually have feelings towards them. And you got to really dig into your imagination. So believe it or not, Sharknado is really challenging. It is for me.
I believe it.
It is a challenging thing.
Has it given you a fear of sharks?
I had a fear of sharks. Okay. It's helping my fear of sharks.
Really?
Yeah, Sharknado 1, I was very scared to go up to the fake shark. Like our director, the first time I saw it, he had to like, it looked so real. It looked more real than our CGI.
A lot of fake sharks look too real. That's one of the issues
with
fake
sharks. No, it's really scary. Yeah.
That's true.
It's so terrible.
But now you're hanging with the sharks.
Now I'm hanging with the sharks. I'm getting a hang of it now.
Have you gone like into the ocean
overcoming
and
the
like
fear.
Swam?
You know,
with
even
sharks?
Though I have always had a fear of sharks, I guess I'm just an idiot because I still always went in the ocean. I enjoyed surfing. I enjoyed everything in the ocean. I just was terrified of what lays underneath the ocean.
So you
in
haven't
the
gone
ocean.
Like shark diving or something?
Haven't gone shark diving, but that is on my bucket list because that would be like the ultimate way to conquer this fear. Like, you know, great white shark diving in
that's
South
one,
Africa.
It's on my bucket list too.
Have you ever eaten shark?
Shark?
Yeah.
I think shark fin is something
I have
that
never
people
eaten
eat.
Shark.
Shark fin soup.
No, but that was in our opening scene of Sharknado.
Really?
They were like, I think they were like eating shark fin soup or selling fins.
And have you?
I don't know. I've had some things. I've had Dove before. I've eaten Dove. But let me say
the
this.
The New Orleans is coming out. And he said it with an accent. I've eaten Dove. Like, well, not suddenly Dove. The accent.
Dove. Do you, would you, if there were a man that were half man, half shark, would you make love to a man like that? like, honestly, no, if
like
you really
think
about it.
Wait, what parts are what parts are man and what parts are shark?
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
would you be
really
able to make
where
love
the fin
to
is, you know? As long as there's a fin.
That's
you're
a dumb
good.
Question. I'm not going to ask that. I was going to say, do sharks have penises?
I mean, there's only one way to find
they have
out.
To have something, obviously, to mate. I just wonder now, I'm going to have to Google what that looks like. That's really gross. Sorry, I should probably not be saying that on
frogs
a live.
Frogs have crazy penises. I do know that. A friend of mine the other night.
Are you Googling?
Do sharks have penises?
Well, what are they? I mean, they have to have something, obviously, to mate with. So what is it? What is that? Anyway, sorry. Would I make love to a shark man? Ooh. You know, it really depends on what the man that was breeding with this shark or bred with this shark looked like.
Oh, it's
no, I mean, yeah. What do you mean? Of course, all about personality.
You're like, let me see your gills, buddy.
You ready for this?
You got the gills to pay the bills, huh?
Sharks have two penises.
I knew it.
What?
Yep.
And they seem like two. They would. They
ten,
seem like
10 points for the shark.
Male sharks possess an organ called claspers that functions similar to a penis. And there's two of them.
Wow. Look never did I think I'd be doing press him. And it would involve talking about shark penises.
Wow.
Matt, quit swiping right on. Hey. That's the only shark person man. Swiping right on pictures of shark penises.
I'm grinding.
Would you make love to a shark man? A shark man?
I haven't made love to anything in so long that sure.
But he would.
10 Matt. Points, Matt. I like that answer. It was ballsy.
Sure.
Get it? Huh?
Matt once pretended to be an Uber driver on USC to meet younger women. That, younger
he
men.
To, that's, he likes to say that, but that's not true.
No, it's not true.
It was UCLA. I'm just kidding.
I'm already envisioning listening to this podcast back. And I'm probably going to be so embarrassed of anything I'd said or brought up
you're
or Googled.
Fine.
Trust me.
Trust
we've
me.
Had people on who said much worse.
Okay, good.
We've had people about Ian's earring, too.
We've had people on your
earring. True, actually. I thought I saw her in traffic happen. The other day. Wasn't one of his partners on here one time?
Yeah, Cheryl Burke.
Yeah.
Are you single? Speaking of...
I am single. Yeah. Why did I think about that? That was weird.
You did.
Like, do I have some, like, imaginary...
Is it hard to be
boyfriend?
Single in Hollywood, or do you feel like as you get older that there's, like, a pressure to settle down? What's, like, the... What do you feel like the dating is like for, like, a lady in Hollywood?
Well, I feel like... So, I'm 27 years old. Back in South Florida, where I was born in New York, raised in, you know, in South Florida and here. But a lot of my friends I went to school with in Florida, I feel like they're all engaged, married, having babies. So if I was still living over there, I think I would feel more pressure at 27 to need to get a man and get this, you know, marriage and, you know,
settle
kids,
down.
Get life going. But
get
out
these
here,
ovaries
I
taken
don't.
Care of.
Yeah.
Get those claspers.
Yeah, get this clasp. Yeah, latch onto some claspers, huh?
But out in L.A., I mean, honestly... I'm just trying to make my career my boyfriend, keep my career my boyfriend, not get too distracted. And if someone comes along who is great and fabulous and
I think great.
Hey, Greeks are great too. Greeks are cute. Who are, you know, if I find somebody along the way that I think is good for me or sparks my interest, then sure, why not?
I mean, you're a gorgeous, successful young woman out here, I would imagine you
gotta
get,
catch him up.
Oh, that was 10 points. I imagine that you're getting hit on all the time. Especially probably by people like in the industry too. Does that happen?
Yeah. How many men like slide? Like, are you on the dating app? Are you on Raya? God. Do you use Raya?
I've never gone on the dating app.
Yeah.
I really never have.
Do you get DMs from like randos?
You know, I am in the industry, so you find yourself, you know, meeting people in the industry. Sure. Flirting with people in the industry.
What are we talking about here?
I mean. And you know, actors, athletes. Suddenly, I'm just like looking straight forward, and I won't look left to right.
What about comedians?
I mean, there's been comedians along the way. Definitely have had a comedian.
Really, D'Elia? Was it D'Elia or no?
No, but whatever. So, anyways, where am I going with this?
Was it Pauly Shore?
I actually, funny story, did. Like,
did he hit on you movie. At a CBS?
I was in a DVD that he was in when I was like 16 years old, and in the movie I was in this DVD. It wasn't like a full story. I think it was like a collection of.
Is this legit or
episodes?
Are we?
Is this Girls Gone Wild?
No, it's like not Girls Gone Wild. Oh my God! I was 16 years old. I was still living in Florida, or 15 or 16, and
sounds
he hits on me
like a
in the movie.
For Girls Gone Wild.
He hits on me in the movie. No, it was my sweet 16. The scene.
Okay.
And he winds up hitting on the sweet 16 girl. Okay. So funny that you brought up Pauly Shore. So yeah, I actually worked with Pauly Shore.
We've never had a female guest on that he hasn't hit on. That's the thing.
That's true. That's true.
You guys, you know, like I
respect.
I'm not like always out and about. I really like to go out and have fun. I'm not going to sit here and say like I don't ever do anything, but I actually like it would be I would be the type of person that would love to settle down if I found the right person, because I feel like I would be able to focus on my career even more and just like not worry about going out. I genuinely love like cooking, cleaning, like all the odd things,
like
that like
slow dancing,
a 27 kinda. not slow dancing, but I love cooking, cleaning, nights in. Like I do have a very like I want to say maternal, but
right. Like doing body shots, but at the house.
Yeah, you know, I'm all about body shots at the house. Body shots, I'll cook you Parmesan, chicken Parmesan while we do the body shots.
A little bit of ricotta, ricotta body shots.
I think I'm a good balance of fun and, you know, wifey material. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
So it's out there, but it's not necessary, and you're focusing on the career now.
Yeah, career focus and my charity, all those things are super important to me. But if the right person came along, I wouldn't be opposed.
Gotcha.
And the charity is Boo to Bullying.
Yes.
And this is for people that are getting bullied.
This is for people that are getting bullied.
And it's bullying overall.
Absolutely. Overall, we have a bunch of different pilot programs and school programs, but basically teaching mainly kids how to, not just to not be bullies, but how to deal with certain topics surrounding bullying and hotlines they can go to and statistics we like to throw out. We like to also talk to teachers because, you know, there's statistics that only 1 in 4 actually do anything when a child comes to them. And we have some mothers on board who have dealt with very extreme cases of bullying in their kids' lives stuff, even, you know, going into even, and not to bring it down at the Comedy Store, but suicide and whatnot. So we like to just give a little bit of suicide prevention. We like to do
this is a hotbed of suicide here
at the Comedy Store.
I mean,
I can see that
in comedians.
A better kind of suicide, I'm guessing. There, like, you're talking like flopping on a stage type suicide.
One guy didn't get enough stage time and he jumped off that hotel next door.
That's true.
So real old fashioned.
I can't tell
suicide.
If you guys are joking with me or not.
No, that's a
but
true
anyways,
story.
But anyways, I love
but
my charity. So to button that.
Yeah, Boo to Bullying. And people
boo
can.
BooToBullying.org. We actually have an event coming up at the W Pool
Ooh.
Top.
Oh, really?
It's going to be a Sharknado
topless?
Theme.
Really?
Did you say topless?
Yes. Pool Top.
Oh, Pool Top.
Not topless at the Boo to Bullying event. But,
okay.
Sharknado theme. There's going to be a lot of gills there.
A lot of claspers.
We'll give 10. You guys, you're so even right now.
All right. That's okay. It'll come down to the end. So
It's July 30th.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great time. We like to do a mix. Like, some, you know, obviously we speak out at schools and we do, you know, hold events at the Tolerance Education Center, and we have all these different programs, but we also like to have fun events where our donors or, you know, our donors and friends and allies can come out and just have a good time.
Is this something people can buy tickets to? Or
Yep, absolutely. You can check out my Instagram, and in the next week or so, there will be an invite up. So, at Cassie Skirbo, guys.
There we
See
go.
You there.
And now, what do your parents think about you being involved with the Sharks and all of that?
My parents love it. What do you mean? I feel like I could honestly do anything, and my parents would love it because they are my lovely, wonderful, very Italian parents. Yeah. Very just loud and loving, fun
people. Are they
people.
Still in love, your folks?
They are. They are together right now in New York. They went to a family friend's wedding yesterday and or two nights ago. And yeah, mom and dad are still in love.
Wow.
It's a That's great, cool. It's a blessing. It's a great thing. Yeah.
And do you feel like there's going to be more sharks to fight in the future?
Yes.
Oh, sadly. Okay, I shouldn't say sadly.
But hold on.
This whole thing is amazing. By the way, I'm so excited to be a part of Sharknado. I really am. It's like one big party every time they come out. So I do see something in the future happening with Sharknado. I do. I don't see it ending just yet.
Well, what was the sadly, though?
Here's what I heard.
There was a sadly
It's just
there.
Funny, because I didn't mean sadly. That was actually not the word I should have used. I was just like, you know, trying to be comedic. Like.
Are you telling me your character gets off?
Oh, no. No.
We're not talking about that.
I just feel like people think it's ridiculous sometimes that there's, you know, that these are still going, but I don't really care what those people think.
I don't think.
Because I have a blast doing them, and I also have a blast promoting them.
And what do you do when it airs?
Well, actually, I think this time around they're doing... I'm usually at the premiere when they air. So I'll probably be at the premiere, and I think I might be going overseas for some stuff. Oh, so we'll see. Yeah.
All right.
That'll be really fun to meet Sharknado fans overseas.
To surprise our listeners, where is the second biggest Sharknado audience outside of America?
Do you guys have that answer?
I don't have that
answer. But I'm sure there is
in
one.
In your travels.
Honestly, I heard that this Sharknado is going to be airing in over 100 countries.
Wow.
So I don't know.
Do you think there are over 100 countries?
That's
I do, because I have been told that they're going to be airing over 100.
I'm taking 10 points away for that.
Why? I have no clue
if there
are. What a
stupid-ass question.
Oh, my God.
Are you judging me?
Are you guys bullying me?
Are you trying to hit me with the blonde?
Because I'm not very smart?
No.
God, this is how these blackfish feel, dude.
Stop it.
I quit, man.
Okay, so...
I don't know, but honestly, we have a really big fan base, obviously, you know, all over
You must get some
world.
Interesting fans.
Tweets and Instagrams. Yeah, like very coming. Interesting. They're, look, yeah. People love this thing. I mean, people, yeah, I was Googling yesterday, and a lot of people have been using Sharknado. Excuse me.
Whoa.
Have been using
that was
Sharknado.
Hot. Something came up in your throat when you said it. Matt thinks a gag reflex is hot.
Have been using Sharknado.
It does with your hair up like that. Like
as
a
wedding theme.
As a wedding theme? Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
No, they've really? Been, we were, my friends and I were Googling this yesterday. A lot of people use Sharknado as their wedding theme.
Wow.
You
and
Google
do
it.
What?
It's very interesting. I don't know, but I'm very honored for it.
That's really cool.
You know, just them and their bridal party running. There's a CGI Sharknado behind them.
Wow.
It's just such a thing.
But
which is so
you must get
to
some
me.
Interesting types of fans.
I've had some very interesting fans.
What's been the
fans?
Weirdest
I'm like almost scared to talk about it on the podcast.
Not,
no.
I'll tell you, like this weekend, actually, I was in Nashville, right? Doing some, because I work as a stand-up, doing some shows, uh-huh. right? And after the show, people a lot of times will like bring you things or something. Some guy brought me, I have his bit about hamsters.
He did not bring you a hamster.
He brought me a hamster, like a little electric hamster, like with my name written into it in like a little ball.
That's sweet.
Very sweet, but also a little bit awkward, you know?
Did you take it?
He was just trying to be creative.
And you're like getting like, oh, thanks for this.
Number one fan status for sure.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I took it. Yeah. But it's just, I mean, it's definitely, people can get you weird stuff, so I'm sure.
How was the sex?
It was, with the hamster, dude?
No.
The hamster was underage, first of all. They only live about 3 weeks.
10 points again. We're just so,
just racking
we're so
them up.
Neck and neck here,
we're
guys.
So competitive.
But I can only imagine as an attractive young lady that you get way more, like you get, you know, people mailing in who knows what.
You know, I started out on younger shows, obviously, because I was a younger actress.
So you
and
got way pervy
had...
stuff then, I'm sure.
Actually, I played a gymnast and we were in a lot of foot fetish websites. I'm not,
ooh.
Yes, it was that was interesting.
That's
but
flattering.
No, I had so many wonderful fans that were, you know, younger females, and that would send me like these books of collected pictures and things that fans
receipts.
Put together.
Yeah.
And they were all wonderful and lovely. But as of recent, you know, more of the Sharknado days, there's been.
Give us
I'll
one.
Say this. I'll just say this. This was the most interesting, but like, this is scary. There was a fan who genuinely thought we were married and had created this life and had pulled off very obvious Google pulled very obvious Google pictures of our three children.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
were they part shark?
It was a thing. We're divorced now.
Oh, you're divorced now. Okay.
Were they part shark? No, they weren't part shark. But you know, whoever that is out there, it's okay. You'll find the right lady.
Yeah.
But now tell me this, though.
All good things come to an end.
Is part of you flattered by that?
Ooh, what an interesting psychological insight.
I don't know how to answer
that question. Yeah, there's no way to answer that.
I think so.
I was a little...
Yeah, but if you say yes, then you're encouraging it, and you don't want to encourage it.
Yeah, we don't want to encourage those things.
But if you just kind of pretend like maybe so, then at least I know that it's...
I'm true. Okay.
Because I just think as humans...
Get a good look at his face now, so when you look out the window, you'll see exactly what's there.
As humans, with our egos, I'm just sure that it would infect us some, you know?
I got my first tweet of someone asking me to wish them a happy birthday because it would make their world, because they're such a big fan of the podcast, and that made me really happy.
There you go.
I felt like I achieved something.
See, you did. Look, fans are great. And honestly, even that fan, like, nothing really too scary has happened to me, thank God. I think any type of fan, like, no matter what it is they're sending you, as long as it's not inappropriate or, like, demeaning, I genuinely, of course, I'm always flattered by any kind, you know, thing that's sent to me or said to me. And I genuinely really do love my fans. Like, I will be in a bad mood, and I'll be like in a sad mood one day, whatever it may be, and I will go on social media and it will actually make my day, going down my, you know, the tweets that that have come in, or, you know, just reading comments, you know. It's a wonderful thing. It's definitely it boosts your confidence too. You're like, wow, this is so nice. So many people have so many wonderful things to say about me. I don't know how that could not be flattering to you.
Do you get lucidious things? And I don't even know if lucidious is a word.
I don't think that's a word.
Okay.
They wouldn't be able to send. I feel like my team does a really good way of. My team does a really good job of filtering that stuff out. They'll because, you know, nothing goes straight to me, obviously.
Right.
So they'll send me, you know, just the basic, you know, pictures fans send in to be autographed, or fan mail, and all of that is so. I'm always so grateful for it, and I love keeping in touch with my fans and conversing with them. And I mean, they're just people. I don't even like using the word fans, to be honest.
That
word makes me feel so, like,
weird.
I'm different than you. Like,
exactly. And I don't believe that. I believe genuinely, like, I'm super big on all
being because I'm a huge fan. Like, I knew, you know, if Michael Landon were buried near me, I'd probably dig him up. You know, like, I'm a huge Michael Landon.
That's
Michael
not
Landon
creepy.
Is. Not creepy. Do you know who Michael Landon is? Yeah, no, you shouldn't know.
Wow. You should know.
I didn't
You're
say
too
yes
young.
Or no. Okay,
You're
I'm too. Okay, I'm just
Little,
glad I'm...
He was on the dad on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, okay. I know now.
Great man. His birthday was recently. His birthday
Theo,
was about a week
Theo
ago.
Theo loves him.
Okay.
He's starting to get his hair.
His birthday was a week ago. And
what else do we know about him? Have we read the... Is there a biography? Have we read it?
Not a biography.
Just kidding.
But I will say that there's a fan made me a Michael Landon shirt and brought it to me recently.
Oh, that's
really
great.
Nice.
There you
And yeah.
Also kind of creepy.
Getting the hamsters a little... The awkward part is just knowing how to receive it comfortably.
Yeah. Well, there's no right answer, probably.
Right. There's no right answer.
Unless you're Richard Gere.
That's
funny. Richard Gere, hamster joke.
She doesn't get it.
No. Oh, I didn't know. Shoot, I should have looked over at
Joey
to see
that,
if I should have given the point.
You guys don't know
the
Richard Gere, like, hamster
myth? I know it, you creep. Okay.
Wait, what
You don't
is
know
it?
The urban legend about Richard
Gere?
Yeah,
why don't you explain
Gere?
To the young lady, Matthew?
There's
this
an urban legend that he got caught in the hospital because he shoved a hamster up his butt. This
what?
Is an old school, old
Sorry.
School
it's
urban
okay.
legend. But it's very famous.
I just, like, blew your ears.
Well, so look it up, right? You knew of it, yes?
He was a pet owner. Apparently he was a pet owner.
Was the hamster alive?
I don't think so.
Because
I'm
just
really
feeling
sure.
really bad for this hamster.
Well, it just seems like,
He's denied it, but it's one of those urban legends that keeps giving and will never go away.
You know what I'm learning as I'm sitting here? God bless you guys. I could never be a comedian. Or, like, do this type of stuff. Because,
it's tough.
Like, I would enjoy doing comedy for TV, but, like, it would be so hard for me to rat on people like that. Like, it really would be. Like, I would be
That's
like,
not
oh, my
ratting.
God, are they offended? I need to, like, write them now and ask them.
First of all,
they're not offended.
Ratting would be if he used a rat.
Wait, ratting them out?
No,
Does that
ratting
make sense?
Would be if he used a rat. He
and
just
not
used
a hamster.
I knew that was, when I said it, I was like, I knew that was going to probably
cute.
Be something you guys
So now
said.
You also did, you have a horror movie coming out?
Oh, I did do a horror movie. Yes, I did a horror
I'm
movie
a
not long
huge
ago. Birmingham, Alabama.
Huge horror fan.
Awesome.
So this
I'm
one's
glad
called
to hear that.
Truth or Dare?
Yes. I didn't even know we were going to be talking about that. That excites me. Yeah, we just wrapped about a month ago, and I believe it's set to come out around October, but obviously, Halloween time.
Is it set around a Truth or Dare that goes bad?
It is basically about eight people in their 20s, eight kids, teens, people, that go, that drive out to this house.
Eight teens
and,
in their 20s.
Not teens. I know that was.
No, I like it though.
You know, oh, come on, guys.
I'm a 19.
Eight 20-year-olds, like whatever. Eight people in their 20s who go out to this house and wind up playing this game that they're like all laughing about at first. You know, they're
truth
they're
or
just,
dare.
They, yeah. Yes, it's a game of truth or dare. And basically, it's a psychological thriller. They wind up having to, they wind up getting closed into this house. Basically, this house has a power. And they wind up having to do extreme, extreme things to get out.
Like the dares are like crazy.
The dares become, like, throughout the movie, they get worse.
Like what,
and
lick
worse.
Their elbow?
I wish it was lick their elbow. Actually, there was something to do with an elbow in one of the dares, but I can't say it, 'cause I don't want to give it away what we do. But yeah, it was actually super challenging because, you know, we had to stay in, you know, there would be scenes that we would shoot for 9 hours and we'd have to stay in, you know, this mindset of just total fear and tears and lots of, you know, having to go behind each other's backs and... It was a really fun movie, but you know, just as an actor, we grew so close to each other. Like all of our dynamics on set were so, you know, we're so great. We're all such close friends. So the things we had to do to ourselves and to each other and within this film were it was very taxing on us. It was it was challenging, super challenging, having to just make certain decisions and figure out who's going to do what dare within the movie, and it just basically at this house, it plays on everyone's fear, secrets, obsessions. It kind of like messes with you.
Like Saw, a little bit.
Kind of like Saw, a little bit. Not exactly, but very similar. But it's similar. It's similar to Saw for sure. Okay. And yeah.
Okay.
I'm very excited for it to come out and for people to see it. And you know, it was directed by Nick Simon, who I adore. I think he's an incredible director. He directed Girl in the Photographs, if you're a horror fan.
Yeah.
Which was Wes Craven's last film.
Yes.
Before he passed on. And that movie was pretty gory, so it can give you an idea of this, you know, the gore in this movie. And it was great to work with him in the
coming
wonderful
in November,
cast.
You think?
What did October.
You say? October. Okay. Yeah. Duh. Right around Halloween.
Yeah.
Perfect. And in the meantime, we'll say it again. You can watch Sharknado 5 Global Swarming.
Wait, do you know the tagline?
Make America Bait Again.
Yes. Is that it?
I had it. That's points. I had it written down.
Yeah,
that's
wait.
Points.
Say that.
I can say
points.
It's
it really
points.
Is, though. It is good that he had it. He has good.
Don't worry.
I feel like we still. I feel like. Oh wait, we're tying. Wait, I wanted a tie. I wanted like a battle round.
Oh, we will have the battle round.
Okay,
we're not done exactly yet.
Okay, good.
Make America Bait Again. You like that tagline?
Yeah, I like it a little bit.
it's a
just
play
the
on
way
Trump.
You said
I might vote for it. You know.
I think you did, to be honest.
Oh, you
I
get
think
out
you
of here.
Did.
You didn't even vote.
Of course I voted.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, this isn't... I'm not talking about in Dancing with the Stars,
babe. Aw, 10.
Boom!
It was.
All right, before we wrap it up and we go to our final round, I'm going to ask you two more. You ready?
Oh, wait, questions about the Sharknado stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going back to Sharknado Week or Shark Week?
Okay.
He's obsessed with this. I love
think
it.
This is so funny.
I think it's really funny too because I'm horrible at it.
But it's
it.
Also, but it's
you're getting better though.
It's that, but it's also how
you're getting better. You got one.
It's also how similar they are. That's what's so funny. Like you can't.
Whichever one I get, whoever by the way feeds it to me, where I feel like my mind's going to get it, gets 10 points. So come on, guys, sell it. Is it Shark Week sell or is it Sharknado sell?
Five-headed shark attack.
Sharknado Week.
Yes.
Wow. All right,
you get 10. Yes, him. All right, come on. Oh, wait, Theo is going to feed.
Okay,
yes,
what
right.
about this one? When a shark loves out of a species. Hold on.
Sorry.
Shurtles.
What? That's not something.
When a shark loves out of species, shurtles.
That's not anything.
Is that something? That's not something.
Sure. Everything is something.
Sure.
10 points for effort.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we can end on that.
Shartles. I'm sad you didn't say shartles.
Shartles.
But shartles sounds just like somebody's had a tough day. You
exactly.
Know? But shartles, I feel like, sounds like a beautiful animal.
Did you know?
I'll be sure to bring a shirtle to your next comedy
will you?
Show.
Yeah. Oh, now we're talking. Ooh,
with a kid in a cage.
So you're a stand
with your name on it.
There's a chance.
I just want to see how uncomfortably you accept it.
That shirtle? Look.
That shirtle's going right in Richard Gere area. Trust me.
Oh, God.
I'll bring my new Richard Gere pet carrier.
When I get uncomfortable, I just leave that.
By the way, there's one called Shark Swarm on Shark Week.
Okay.
Even though you have global swarming on Sharknado, there's actually one called Shark Swarm on Shark Week, which I thought was really funny.
That's very interesting.
It is interesting.
Very interesting.
So right now, we're tied? It looks like...
You guys really are tied, okay. And I didn't do that on purpose.
And what do we think it's like...
Subconsciously, I did.
No, yeah. Well, how much is like 90, 100 there per each, right?
It's like a...
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
90
you both have 90 points.
Okay, so then we have one final showdown. Theo? Yeah.
But what if I like what both you guys say?
Maybe it's not a say thing.
Okay.
Maybe it's a little truth
or dare.
I thought
you were going to like both do a joke or something.
Little truth or dare.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I like this.
Theo, what do you think? What are you doing? Are you
I'm
on
Tinder?
Trying
to make
Tinder?
A fucking thing. Sorry.
What do you think mean a thing?
No. This is the last round.
Uh-oh. Ooh, a little truth or dare.
It's scary.
What do you think? It's a little truth or dare, Theo? Do you like that?
Yeah, dude.
My other option was since she was since she was on Mick,
yeah,
since she did some
Thanks, I appreciate it.
You bet.
I like when people make fun of me. Oh no.
No.
Wow, look at that. She was going to give it to us. She didn't.
Okay. I want the battle round.
This is
so
just
it's
like
either
the,
truth or dare,
like
or because she was on Bring It On, In It to Win It, we could each do a cheer. It's up to you.
Oh.
But I like
is
truth
good.
Or dare. Truth or dare is pretty good.
Okay, but then can we even do a dare in here?
Yeah, how would you do the dare?
I don't know. There's dares to do. Like, Theo, well, I dare you to make out with me.
Ooh, dude.
Would you really do it?
He would never do it.
I would not.
He would,
do
he
it.
Would quit the podcast before he would do it.
Yeah. I've already tried to do
guys,
it in my head.
Guys,
I
personally think Bring It On would be funnier.
Okay.
I mean, a chair. I really, I want it for my own sake, but you need to like stand up and do it in front of me as if I'm like in the movie, one of the judges, and you're one of the cheerleaders.
Oh.
Okay. Well, she's the.
Well,
she's
and
the
so,
boss.
So
I
just explaining, you were on Bring It On.
I was in Bring It On, In It to Win It.
Which was. How long ago?
I don't even know, honestly. I was myself and Ashley Benson as the two captains, and we shot in Orlando, and it was a very long time ago, and it was a blast.
And had it been brought in by the end, do you feel like it had been brought in?
Oh, it had been brought in. And actually, funny, we were Sharks versus Jets.
No. Look at that.
And at the end, we were the Shuts. It kind of has like
really?
Know, one of these.
Well, in all fairness, that's just a ripoff of West
kind
Shirtles
of
story.
Sounding
like
teammates.
The Shirtles.
Like the Shirtles.
Like the Shirtles or the Shardles.
Like the Shirtles.
Okay, so you like that better? A chair?
I really like the chair.
Okay.
I do. What do you think, Joey?
Chilling.
For sure.
He says cheer.
Okay, cheer it like, is.
But
so how
no,
long do we get to prepare?
Oh, wait, you can't stand up.
Yeah, we can't stand up. It's
darn.
Just going to have to be a
okay,
vocal
yeah,
chair.
Okay, yeah, just a really good vocal chair. Okay.
Okay.
You can do like arms and stuff though, right?
Yeah, oh okay. Yeah, for sure. All right, Theo. You thinking of one?
Yep. I usually go first, I feel like.
No, you don't. You always
I'm
put me
gonna
on first.
I'm not going to give points until the very end. I'm just going to figure out which one was better.
Okay.
Okay, let me think for a
let
second.
Let me think for a second, too. Let's get a good one. Okay.
I don't like
look at Theo. Look at him. Look at him. He's getting in the mood. Yeah, he's feeling it. You're feeling it like... Like Ray Charles style.
I already forgot it, but I did. Okay. I felt it for a second. All right. Okay, it's my turn first?
Yeah, you're going first.
All right. All right, let's hear it for the Sharks, huh? I say Sharks, you say Shirtles. I say Hookers, you say Turtles. Go, Sharks, go. Win, Sharks, win. I say scallops, you say monkeys. I say prostitutes, you say junkies. Go, Sharks, go. Salt water.
I don't even have to go. That was good. You can win it.
I think
you
that's
can
it.
Win it.
No,
that,
you
was
have to
pretty
go,
good.
You
that was
freak.
That was pretty good.
That wasn't
very,
that good.
It was all. I'm.
I don't know.
Very
I don't
salty
know.
Theme. Very was, salty
okay,
theme.
Yeah,
I don't know where the hookers and prostitutes came
they're
in with
salty
the, with
too.
The, with
yeah?
Dude, they're salty.
They're a bit salty.
Okay. Yeah, NACL player.
Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an R.
R.
Get me a boyfriend, please.
Another feeble attempt by Matt.
This makes me feel bad.
To use the podcast.
No, here's the thing.
Okay.
I mean,
Shirtles.
The Shirtles was kind of funny. I'm going to give it to Theo today. But that only means I have to come back.
Okay, yes.
For Sharknado 6.
Well, no, Sharknado 7, because you only do the odds.
That's right, Sharknado 7, to give it to Matt. There we go. Honestly, guys, it was even.
No. Theo, you win. You got
it. I like two winners.
You know what? No, I think Theo's was great.
Even losers.
Mine was pathetic.
His was a little more creative. Yeah. We'll give him that. We give him creativity and on the spot, you know.
Yeah,
mine had more.
A little
of a
longer. It was longer. A
lot of stuff. Mine
Yours
was, great.
Was cute and funny.
Yeah.
Mine won. It's okay, people. Okay.
Wait, you won. You won. Yeah. You won.
All right. So everybody, make sure to watch Sharknado 5. Yes. Global Swarming.
Tweet me at me.
And you can check out Miss Serbo at CASSIE.
Serbo.
SCERBO.
Actually, though, technically, it is Sherbo.
Oh.
Italian. Sharebo.
You have Cher in your name. You win.
I do.
That's awesome.
I share my name.
Cher's the word.
And if, yeah, if we were in Italy, which is my background, it would be Sharebo.
Really?
But we say Scurbo in America.
Yeah.
But okay. It's not.
Like those Italian sharks, kind of?
Oh, yes.
Hey, let me bite this
tongue. Oh, my God.
What is that?
The Italian sharks just eating pasta, drinking all the wine.
You want to bite a surfer?
It's a little Baja. That was a little down south.
That's the cartoon version of Sharknado, which I really wouldn't be surprised if that happened anytime soon.
Yeah, huh?
Well, thank you very much, Cassie, for coming in and playing our game and putting up with our questions.
Are you kidding? That was so much fun. Thank
you. Glad you
stay out of the deep. And we appreciate you coming. And we hope you live. We hope you live through this
season. Yeah, we hope you do.
So do I. So do I.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Well, stay tuned and check it out. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening again. And we'll talk to you next time.